بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Current world order will be replaced by a new order where US is isolated, Asia powerful, resistance front expanded. This is the part of a speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution during a meeting with students on Wednesday, November 2nd, 2022. This meeting was held on the occasion of National Students' Day and National Day of Fighting Against Global Arrogance, which are commemorated on the 13th of Aban, 4th of November. The United States also played an obvious role in the recent riots that took place in our country in the past few weeks. Whoever is person to have collaborated with these criminals or has played any sort of role in these atrocities will undoubtedly be punished, God willing. I'd now like to share a few words with you, young people. First of all, the teenagers of today, unlike the teenagers of the past, is a mature element, a wise element. It was not like this during my time. I'll tell you, I'm talking about myself here. When the case of August 19th occurred, like many of you here, I was around 14 or 15 years old. There was a specter of cases happening before our eyes, but determining who they were, on whose side this person was, on whose side that person was, what was their purpose, why were they doing the things that they were doing? No, we did not pay attention to these matters.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The teenagers today are not like this. The teenager of today thinks, analyzes issues, understands the analysis correctly, and realizes the things. The young people of today are analytical people. This is very important. It is very significant. Our children and our youth have things to say. And this is the nature of the Islamic Revolution. Let me say this. This is the nature of the Islamic Revolution. If there was no Islamic Revolution, our young people, not teenagers and children now, young people in their 20s, they would be so preoccupied with frivolities and lost that they would not even remember to think about the country's fundamental issues. That is how it was back in the day. I used to come close to here in these streets. There was a place called the Youth Palace behind City Park. It was early in the evening. A number of young people had left the palace and had come out onto the streets. It was some sort of a party. I was a seminary then. I was passing by, and it really perplexed you to see the way these young people were dressed and the things they would do on the streets. Now, with a young person with these characteristics, be bothered to think about the country's political issues, the country's future, their responsibilities, and these sort of things? It was the Islamic Revolution that awakened the youth.